Okay then, right. So I'll say we're in Bamford today, and it's Martin, and we're talking to Daryl. Off you go.
Hiya, I'm Daryl Hazeldine. I'm a regional manager for the Voice magazines.
Great. Okay, so we've met each other a few times now, haven't we?
We have, yes, at the business Zoom meetings, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and is it just sort of it's been in Bamford most of the time, I think, hasn't it? Somehow I seem to have.
Seemed to be, yeah. Seems to be at the angle.
Just the way it happens, because the zoo's got itself down locked down, hasn't it? Now onto
three destinations. Yeah. We've got the Air Arms, the Anglers, and the Cement Works, haven't we?
Oh, that's it. Yes, because that's where it is next time.
Yes, yeah. That's correct. Okay. Yes.
Right. So, I mean, first things that strike me about something like the things we've been talking about, all in the businesses we've met in the zoo, the business networking things, they're quite traditional in some ways, and that's what hit me about the Voice as a magazine.
Yes, so, it is.
Give me an idea about how that.
You're quite right. It is. It has got quite a traditional kind of feel about it. In the sense it's obviously printed product for starters, obviously being an A5 glossy magazine, and it is very much the case of, it's all hand-delivered through people's doors, etc. type of thing, but we are very much a forward-thinking company as well. We are very traditional. We want to keep, we actually think that's really valuable in fairness, because actually we want to be involved in the community. We're desperate to be part of it, type of thing. We think we've got an important role in there. We've got a duty of care almost. So we want to get in touch with the charities. We want to be in touch with the community, local advertising, because we think that's people like to buy local. Even in today's world of internet, where you can go as far as you want, effectively, people still like to buy local if they can do.
Yeah.
I think it gives people a sense of purpose, type of thing. But, saying that, though, we are still very much a forward-thinking company, so we try to do a little bit of everybody. So we are moving into social media quite quickly now, and we've actually got now over 2,000 followers on our different pages, different social media channels, etc. So we are moving quickly, and we are also moving into web design and things like that type of thing for different businesses. So we are slowly but surely becoming a one-stop shop when it comes to media.
But so where's head office, or where's
head office? Is actually based in South Normington.
Okay.
And obviously we've actually got 8 magazines, all community magazines, all individual to their own particular areas, covering different parts of Derbyshire and Nottinghamshire.
When I first met you, you were talking about Hope Valley.
Yes.
And then, what was it? You just launched the Hope Valley magazine.
What it was, and in fairness, people actually still bring it up quite often when I see them, actually. It used to be the Rural Trader.
Ah, okay.
And Emily Carrington Morris, who actually owns the business, was effectively approached, I think it was around about 5 years ago, something like that, to. Basically, I think she effectively just took over the Rural Trader, because I think it was something that was struggling.
Yeah.
I think the person who owned them had lost interest, that kind of thing. Emily quite fancied the idea, and she renamed it the Rural Voice magazine. And it was one magazine that actually covered the high peaks. So it had a 10,000 circulation. So for a community magazine, it had a big circulation and covered a big area. And that's kind of bobbled along for the last 5 years, type of thing, quite successfully, but it was never truly seen as a community magazine. I think that was some of the problem with it. Like our other magazines, in other parts of Derbyshire and Nottinghamshire, they've got smaller circulations of around about 5,000, but they're very, very local to that particular area, and they are incredibly successful. So one of my jobs was, when I came on board with the company in February, was to have a really, to take the Rural Voice under my wing, type of thing.
Yeah.
And really have a good look at it, see how we can improve it, see how we can grow it, that kind of thing. So, I started coming to the area, coming to the zoo business, just getting to meet the people.
Yeah.
Getting a general feeling of the actual area itself, type of thing, getting to a better understanding.
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of time just walking around the area, walking around the different shops, walking around the different businesses, and actually just saying to them, honestly, What do you think? What's your thoughts? How can we improve this magazine? How can we improve this product? And the overwhelming feeling, particularly from the Hope Valley side, was they didn't want a magazine what covered the High Peaks. They wanted a local magazine.
Right. So even more local than just the High Peaks.
Absolutely. Yeah. They wanted Hope Valley.
Yeah. Right.
And actually, once you get a feeling for the area... So obviously now we've split it into two. From our July magazine, we've split it into two. So we've got a Hope Valley magazine voice, and we've also got a Bakewell voice. And actually, when you talk to the two different areas,
yes,
they are very different.
Yeah.
In their outlook, the way they feel about different things, and also very competitive.
Yes. Well, it is quite funny. I live in Sheffield. I align myself with the Dark Peak.
Yes.
And I don't like the White Peak.
Yes.
I don't know why. It's just, it's,
you're not on your own.
No, so it does. There is a natural demographic.
Absolutely.
That splits people up. But it doesn't.
Yes.
I quite like the tension.
Mm.
Because you go to the White Peak for the White Peak, and you come to the Dark Peak for the Dark Peak, and whether you like them unequally or whatever it might be, there is still an appeal, and there's still something there. And I think, well, I was being slightly provocative by saying it's traditional. But then, you know, we are in the 21st century.
Absolutely.
So what is traditional life?
Yeah.
Have we parked the 20th century? So now we've got another way of looking at it.
Mm.
The podcasts, for example, do exactly the same sort of job, but in a different way.
Absolutely.
It's complementary.
Yes.
So the voice as a... what sort of, you know, 12-month plan? Is there a 12-month plan for going? Or how do you see
yes.
it moving forward?
I think the key thing is here, when we talk about, just going back to when you said about traditional, when I first started out in media, it was quite simple for advertisers and things like that, because we had newspapers and we had radio.
Right.
And it was almost, yes, there was all the different things to do, but they was the big two, effectively. Yes, there was television, but television was always seen as like far too expensive for your SMEs and that kind of thing, to me. So it was quite easy for advertisers. You choose which one or the other, what you wanted to do. And obviously, then along came internet.
Right.
And everything just exploded.
Everything's changed.
it was just right. incredible. And especially, you know, from a newspaper point of view, I think, you know, they all sat there scratching their head thinking, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
they have to think about change.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and again, I think a lot of businesses out there find it all quite daunting when they talk about it, because they actually just don't know which way to turn. And I think my advice to any business, and I'm not just talking about the Voice magazine here, I'm talking about the fact that when you're looking at doing any kind of advertising stroke marketing, obviously look at what your business does.
Mm-hmm.
Look at who would normally buy your product, okay, and then look at the different products or marketing tools you can actually, what will hit that product, yeah, you know, will hit that target market, etc. Mm-hmm. type thing. And the idea is to get into as many different ones as you can. So in other words, what I'm saying is, don't just do print advertising.
Right.
Don't just do social media. Try and do a bit of print and social media, or vice versa, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or different kind. Do as many different kind of things as you can do. Type of thing. You know what I mean?
Just take the opportunities that have arisen.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah, try. But is it? I mean, you know, I think about advertising, marketing, sales,
yes.
whatever, you know, all these part of the things. A magazine is just something that, you know, I associate with dental practices.
Yes,
doctors'
yeah.
practices. That sort of
quite
thing.
Right.
Where you pick it up. Interesting thing, when I last went to the dentist, all the magazines are out of date.
Yes.
They're about a year out of date, so
yeah.
I don't know whether people get free ones or they get three, you know, they get the end of run or something. Don't you think that, you know, these days maybe we're all on you know, tap, everything's now and so on, with the emails and texting and alerts and stuff.
Yeah.
How do we get the Voice magazine so that it's, I don't know, does it come out weekly or
it's
monthly?
A monthly magazine.
It's monthly.
It's a monthly magazine.
Okay then. So in the intervening days from month to month,
yes.
does it still operate?
Yeah, well obviously
how do you
So basically this is one of the big reasons we're actually moving into the quite quickly into the social media side.
Right. Okay.
Because obviously the problem with a monthly magazine, once you've printed it and it's been delivered,
yes.
that's it. There's a gap between the next one.
Yeah.
So if you're an advertiser or a charity or a community project, you've got something to talk about, but actually you can't wait for the next one. You need it like now.
Yeah.
You need it now.
Yeah.
That's reason why now we're growing our social media as quick as we possibly can, because we want to offer a service for something in between.
So could people sign up for a service then?
Yeah, effectively, all they do is give us a quick phone call, drop us an email, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we're happy to talk to anybody about anything, to be honest with you. We, as a company, I think it's one of the beauties of where, even though we've got 8 magazines, we're still very much as a family. Okay. We're still very much a small company.
There's 8 magazines?
8 magazines in total.
So the ones I know...
Yes, you obviously know the 2 rural magazines.
Oh, I see. So what are the others then?
The 6 other ones, one covering called, we call them, obviously they've got individual names, but obviously they go to the different areas, yeah, like the Hope Valley. We call it Hope Valley, but it covers Hope Valley.
Yeah.
So we've obviously got the Swanwick magazine, we've got the Alfreton magazine, we've got the Broadmeadow stroke South Normanton magazine, we've got the Selston and Jacksdale magazine, we've got the Sutton and Nashville magazine, we've got the Kirkby and Annesley magazine as well. And there's more magazines in the pipeline.
Right.
Area magazines in the pipeline, as well as we're actually looking at doing niche magazines as well. Right. Like sort of, you know, for, like on weddings and business to business and things like that. So oh, as a right, company, we, as a company, we're growing rapidly.
Yeah.
I was actually just talking to Laura about it. You know, we're growing rapidly, but it's that fine balance of growing quickly, but making sure you've got the infrastructure in place to make sure everything runs smoothly. At the moment, we are still very much got a family feel about the business, and I hope we retain that as we grow quick, you know, grow quickly.
Well, it's a dichotomy there, isn't there? You can have thousands of magazines potentially, but each one has to identify two people.
Yes,
locally, so that.
And I think that's a success. I think that's the reason behind the success, Martin. Right, fact that each magazine has got its own identity to that particular area. Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about that link between, you know, for example, you know, I'm 47. I was brought up in newspapers. I still like to get into Sunday newspaper, and I like to sit down and read my Sunday newspaper. You know, I used to work with the Derby Telegraph for 11 or 12 years. I used to bring a newspaper home every day, and I don't think I ever saw one of my children pick up that newspaper and read it. My youngest will pick up a Voice magazine and sit down and read that magazine. And I actually asked him, what's the difference? Yeah. And he just turned around and says, because it's full of local news, Dad.
So there's a 13-year-old.
That's a 13-year-old. It's full of local
news
and information. So it actually means something to him, type of thing. So, you know, that's for me, that's proof in the pudding.
Right. Oh, that's, I mean, I'd see the whole media thing as one block. You know, whether it's a podcast or it's a blog or a magazine. So, and you tend to be in the mood, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes you're in the car, you listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
You sat down at home, you read a small magazine.
Yeah.
It's an appealing thing because it's quite small as well, isn't it? In structure.
Yeah,
I'm sat here gesturing.
it's
easy to count around. It's not like a broadsheet.
No, it's easy. So and a lot of people, because again, and the great thing with it as well, it's full of local tradespeople as well.
Right.
So again, a lot of people.
Is that where the revenue comes from?
And that's where the revenue comes from. Yeah, because obviously free, it's from 8 magazine. And again, a lot of people, and this is what they tell me. You know, a lot of people tell me they actually love the magazine because it's full of local news, local information each month, type of thing. What's going on?
Right.
You know, because again, you know, the people actually find that out very quickly. But they also like the fact it's full of local tradespeople, local business. So even when they've done reading it, they'll put it away in the drawer and they'll keep it until the next month, type of thing. You know, so if anything does go wrong, then it's because again, you know, when we see these adverts, not everybody's ready to.
No.
Have new windows. Not everybody's ready to buy a new piece of furniture. Mm. Not everybody's ready to have a new radiator on. But actually, when they turn around already, or they've got an emergency, they'll reach for it, type of thing. You know what I mean? Right. They think, oh, yes, I know it's full of local plumbers.
So you still think the instincts are there to say, I've seen that somewhere before, I'm going to look it up, rather than whack on Google or to get your phone.
I think it's a combination of both. I think if you are looking for a very quick local plumber, for example, then you know that book's full of them. Or you know that it's not full of them, but you know it's got it's local plumbers. You know
references
there's probably a local plumber in that book. So you reach for that book straight away. It's there, and it's quickly in seconds.
Right. So I'm keen for, in terms of, you know, combining these ideas, mm-hmm. you know, the traditional stuff with a podcast or yes. with a blog. Mm-hmm. I think you said today, we were saying earlier, you know, a weekly event.
Yeah.
That people here can sit, you know, look forward to something coming up. Mm. Which is interesting what you're saying. You know, maybe you can wait a week or maybe a month.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think, don't you think there's in the meantime, there is a, if you can combine that. So your social media, I don't, you Instagram, do they use it?
I think, I mean, obviously we've got Sahara now who works yes. on our social media full time. She's doing a fantastic job, to be honest with you. I know she's doing Facebook, she's doing obviously Twitter, she's doing Instagram. Right. She's constantly looking for new ideas, right. new possibilities type thing. And that's what I like about it. It's, as a company, I was always used to, you know, coming from like the newspaper side, it was always cut, you know, draw back. While working for The Voice, it's very much about moving forward. Okay. What can we do? Keep moving, keep building. And it's like I say, it's not just about building the magazine, it's not just all about new magazines, it's moving into digital, moving yeah. to the social media. How can we combine it? How can we make a better product for our clients? Right. So, for example, you know, I was just talking to the anglers, and they were just saying, like, you know, you have your advert type thing, obviously once a month, but you've got events going off in between.
Yes.
We'll get it out on our social media.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. So these kind of, when you look like at a podcast or a blog or yeah. something, then you know it's got a name against it.
Yes.
So, you know, identify things. People yeah. stick it on their phones, they bookmark it, all that
yeah,
sort of
absolutely.
Stuff. People use that. How would you get the month events? You know, can you see one way of doing it? I mean, this is one way one of doing it. You know, but if we did it on a weekly basis, or would Sahara, for example, Sahara is the name of the social media.
Yes.
I can't remember her surname. But I've got it here on my phone.
It's, you know,
it's double barreled, isn't it? Yeah, I think.
You know, I've only ever known a Sahara.
Oh, here we go. Fleetwood Beresford.
See, well, that's, you see, there I'm you learning are. Something already. I've worked with her for 4 months.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, that's social media, isn't it?
So, well, yeah.
So there are lots of little ways of communicating.
Yes.
And bizarrely, one of them is actually getting people to know people's names, which is
absolutely.
Fine. I mean, obviously, we know. So the likes of Sahara, who's very keen on that idea. I'm keen, for example, to combine
yes.
the technology, mm. which has to be transparent, it has to be easy, because
yes,
that's
definitely.
What people, why they can pick up a book or pick up a magazine or something. This technology has to be as easy
yeah.
and as simple to engage with.
Absolutely.
Now, I understand that, you know, a smartphone is sometimes just too much for people, but mm-hmm. there are simple ways of simplifying that. I'll be keen, you know, following this,
absolutely.
It'll be interesting to see what people's reactions, and we'll feed that back.
Mm.
So the Sahara's yourself, you know, you get more feedback from this conversation. Because, there was, you know, we're talking getting out to maybe 500 subscribers. Now, that doesn't sound very much, mm-hmm. but precisely your point, they're all local.
Yes, yeah.
They're all, so everybody will hear a podcast and mm-hmm. they'll go, oh, I know Daryl.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, you'll have met them somewhere. So that's why we wanted to kind of...
And absolutely type thing. And, you know, one of the key things when I came up here... is I very quickly realised that, and it's the case everywhere, but I think it's even more so in the High Peaks region, people buy people.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think you've got to gain a element of trust with people. It's no good just turning around and walking in somewhere and expecting them to...
immediately engage.
drop to the knees type thing and say, oh, you're to me, you know, fantastic here.
Right.
You know, it's... You've got to work at it. They expect you to work at it, and you've got to keep knocking on the door. You've got to keep smiling. You've got to do your work.
Yeah.
You've got to do your work. You know, and I can always remember the first time I ever came to the zoo, Business Zoo, mm-hmm. when I first started with The Voice. You know, and I think it was Steve Watt said. He says it's no good. If you think you can just turn up once mm-hmm. and gain business from the networking. You're basically kidding yourself.
Yeah.
It's absolutely right. It's took a long time for a lot of the businesses to actually engage with me.
Right. So what do you reckon, what's that gestation period? I'm intrigued because we asked the same question.
I literally think it's been only in the last 2 to 3 months. I think, honestly with you, it's since we've split the magazines.
Right.
I think it's since we've split the magazines,
yeah.
People's been far more happy to interact with me. But I get the feeling as well, though, everybody's a lot more at ease.
Right.
You know, I walk into the business
doing
now. Yeah, I walk in now and everybody's like, hi, Daryl.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Yeah. I think everybody's very much at ease. And I like the thought of where people now are thinking about doing some advertising at some point, or they're wanting to get some kind of a message across, right, whatever it is, yeah, and they're actually thinking of me.
Right.
They're thinking of the voice.
Okay.
And that's what I want.
Yeah.
Not just in the business zoo. I want that across the entire area.
Yeah.
Or as far as I can get, type thing. Where, yeah, you know, like I said, advertising just like buying a new sofa. Not everybody's ready to do it there and then. But when they are ready, I want them to at least think of me.
It's already in mind. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think by combining all these medias, then there is a magic solution for every business. It's not always the same solution, of course, but you know, the voice itself.
But that's what we're saying about, you've just hit the nail right on the head there, Martin, about what we're saying about, you know, when it comes to advertising, combine different medias. Yeah, yeah. Because when we talk about it, we're all actually trying to do the same message. We are a product, we are a company, a business, just like everybody else out there. We are trying to sell our product.
Yeah.
So the more we can combine different mediums to get our brand out there, to get our product out there, the more successful we will be.
Yeah, and then everybody else, the success rubs off.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Right, well, that is probably very good. I don't know how long it is. I'll look now, actually. And then I'll switch it off because... So that's 20 minutes.
Right, okay.
Nearly 20 minutes, so great. Right, I'm going to switch it off now.
Great.
This is how I finish.